Which of these important veteran free agents can the team afford to keep, and which ones are they going to let go? It is time to put the Super Bowl champions on the clock. Well, Joe Flacco has started every single game since Baltimore drafted him 18th overall back in 2008. Just so happens that his four best starts just came in the postseason. 11 touchdowns, zero interceptions, and one Super Bowl title. How much is that performance worth? We're about to find out. We're about to put Brent Harris of CSN Baltimore on the clock. What is the latest on the team's negotiations with their star quarterback?
Well, Joe Flacco's agent, Joe Litina, and the vice president of football administration, Pat Moriarty, met in Indianapolis. Talks, I've been told, went well, but nothing yet set. They're set to meet again here in Baltimore over the weekend. Remember, March 4th is fastly approaching, that 4 p.m. deadline coming up next week. They need to get this deal done because they would be so much better off when you talk about the salary cap moving forward by getting a deal done and avoiding having to put the franchise tag, whether it's the exclusive or the non-exclusive, on Joe Flacco. They need to get this deal done. I understand things are getting closer, but they're not there yet. So this weekend is going to prove to be very important.
Getting the Joe Flacco deal done long term has to be priority number one in Baltimore. But how do they then prioritize the free agent decisions they have to make on defense, defensive line, linebacker, and in the backfield?
Yeah, a lot of needs for the Ravens defense. When you talk about 13 unrestricted free agents, you start with Ed Reed and Kerry Williams, a couple of defensive backs that have been very big for this team. Then you talk about linebackers, Danelle Ellerbe and Paul Kruger. Those positions are all positions of need for the Ravens. They've got to figure out what they can afford and can't afford. Paul Kruger's coming off a career year last year, and boy, the thought process now is it would be very tough for the Ravens to afford him. I think Danelle Ellerbe becomes your priority at linebacker, re-signing him, and then, of course, turning to the draft and trying to fill some of these positions of need and depth. It'll be interesting to see, too, Ed Reed, who acts as his own agent, if he's going to end up returning to Baltimore, because at this point they don't have a lot of money under the salary cap. So the negotiation between Ed Reed and the Ravens could be pretty interesting.
Difficult to tell what kind of talent might be there, what kind of names will still be available at 32. But what do you believe the Ravens' thought process should be with that last pick in the first round?
Well, you know, Ozzie Newsome always goes into a draft looking not to draft need, but best talent available at the position. Of course, the Ravens picking number 32 after winning the Super Bowl. Nice problem to have winning a Super Bowl. Tough position to pick in. You have to wait for that first round to unfold. And so who knows who's going to drop there. A lot of people think Manti Te'o, because of his stock slipping, could fall down to 32. And I know the Ravens really liked Te'o before the NFL Combine. A lot of people saying, well, just because he ran slow at the Combine shouldn't affect whether or not he's going to get picked in the first round. It's really going to be his pro day, so we're going to keep an eye on that coming up, that Notre Dame pro day coming up next week. So what they need to do is look and see as maybe some guys fall down. And as you mentioned, there's a lot of need on the defensive side. A couple of LSU players, Sam Montgomery and Eric Reed, could fall to that position where you're looking for a pass rusher or a safety. There are a couple of guys that could be there at 32 as well.
And who they end up keeping of those veteran defensive free agents will have a lot to do with that mindset at 32 come that last weekend in April. Brent Harris, thank you very much.